to rock you tonight. Close your eyes. Sometimes what would happen is you would record a song, particularly in the 60s, and if you weren't touring, that would be the last time you ever did the song. You'd just do it for the recording, then it'd go on a shelf and you wouldn't ever do it again. And this next song we're going to do is one of those songs that I haven't done since this tour. Until this tour, I mean. So here we go.
Thank you.
getting better. Okay, let's boogie woogie. Songs we played so far have been old songs. This next one's a new song. It goes like this. Thank you. When we were recording our new album, Driving Rain, we were out in Los Angeles, and we're working hard. We got one day off, so we thought, you know, coming from England, I thought the weather's going to be great. California, it was raining all the time. Hey, it's February. Anyway, it didn't matter, so we took a drive up the Pacific Coast Highway. A little black Corvette. And the radio on, and we had a great day out anyway. But we got back in the evening. I was thinking about the day, and I came up with this next song, which is the title song from the album. It's called Driving Rain. Mr. Abe Laboreal Jr. Cleveland rocks. It is so awesome to be here with you guys. Are you all ready to rock? Oh, goody. Well, at the piano now is Mr. Paul McCartney. Thank you, Abraham, for that fine introduction. All right. Okay, I'd like to do this next song for someone special in the audience who this song was written for. This is for Heather. Thank you. And this is a bit of the show where they leave me alone with you. So it's you and me. And I can handle it if you can. Next song I'm going to play was written in the 60s when there was a lot of trouble going on in the southern states in America and Alabama over civil rights. And I don't know if you know, but in England we sometimes call girls birds. So I was imagining the plight of a young black woman in the southern states and her struggle. So I kind of wrote this with that in mind. birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Ooh, 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 of people. It's a lot.
As I was walking down the road one foot. Silly, that'd be silly. Try to see it my way. You'll have to keep on talking till I can't walk. Why do you see it your way? But I'm just knowing that our love will soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you say. You can get it wrong, still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. Here's to you. Thank you very much.
All right.
It's good hearing it. I'm joined on this next number by Wicks, our keyboard player. That's you. Okay. And he's brought along his little accordion to play. He's a picking it up in Italia. Very shiny, he's looking at it, he said it's shiny, it's a reasonable price, I'm picking it up. And he's bringing it here tonight for you, gonna play it. Sitting, singing songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise. Listen to the pretty sound of music as she flies.
sun. Swaying daisies sing a lazy song beneath the sun. Mother Nature's son, I'm Mother Nature's son, boy, I'm Mother Nature's son.
Thank you. Great to be here tonight. Thanks for, you know. So we were in Los Angeles and we were recording, and this fella comes up to me and he says, would you write some music for my new film? So I looked at him, I says, who are you? He says, my name's Cameron Crowe. I said, okay. So I did, I wrote the music, the title song for his film, and then we ended up doing it on the Oscars. We'd like to do it for you tonight at the end of Rusty and Wicks. Your life is fine, it's sweet and sour, unbearable or great. You gotta love every hour, you must appreciate. This is your time, this is your day. You got it all, don't blow it away. Special menu for your delight, oh my. Tonight you fly so high up in the vanilla sky. Melted tin beads, cast your fortune in a glass of wine. Snail or fish, balloon or dolphin, see your silver shine. This is your time, this is your day. You got it all. Prepares a special menu for your delight, oh my. Tonight you fly so high up in the vanilla sky, in the sky, in the vanilla, in the vanilla, in the vanilla sky, in the vanilla, in the vanilla, in the vanilla sky, in the vanilla sky. And then we go and lose it to Randy Newman. What's all that about? It's all right, no, I love him, I love him. At this point, These gentlemen bringing on this magic box. This guy here, I have warned about his use of steroids. He will not listen to me. Let's go and see what it is. Your massage. Lie on the table, face down, and I'll be with you in a minute. Oh, don't get carried away. No, I tell you what, the thing about is though, on tour, one of the great things about being on tour is you get to have massages. Yeah, you go to hotels, you know, and you can have a massage. And, you know, mostly they're great, but I have had one or two very dodgy massages. That's true. And I should probably write a book, you know, Massages I Have Known. Massage Around the World or something. This is a true story. I was in New Orleans. And,
alright, New Orleans, yeah, man, Dr. John.
I was in New Orleans, anyway, And so this guy comes in, a big heavy set guy, and he sets up his table, ready for the massage. And he says, please sit upright on the table. And go, I said, okay. So I'm sitting upright on the table, and he says, I'd like you to imagine that your leg is hollow and it's made of bronze. A little bit later, he says, I'd like to imagine that your neck is like a giraffe's neck. So I go, oh no. Then he says, how are you feeling? I said, I feel like a giraffe with a hollow bronze leg. And then at the end of it, he says, I want you to look into my eyes and try and burn a hole in my eyes. I said, you know, I want a massage, not a relationship. It's a true story. I hope this gets back to him, you know. He'll know not to do it on other people. But, and then one day I was in Tokyo, and, no, not that time. Another time. And I was in Tokyo, and I was going to have a massage, and this little lady comes in, and she says, please lie on floor on the towel. So I go, all right. So I'm lying on the towel on the floor, and then I suddenly hear, she's massaging me, and I hear her go, yesterday, all my trauma seems over. Luckily, she didn't know the middle eight, so you know. Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, his head in a cloud, a man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. Nobody ever hears him, but a sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. You know, sometimes in life, I think you don't always say to people what you mean to say to them. Sometimes you think you're going to say this, but you can't get up the courage. And I think especially when someone passes away, sometimes you wish that you'd said this to them or that to them, but you didn't get a chance. And I wrote this next song after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John. Song after he passed away, and this is like a form of imaginary conversation we have with him. It was like this. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be if you were here today? Say that we were worlds apart if you were here today. Ooh, here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears. About the time we met, well, I suppose that you could say that we were playing hard to get. Didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. And what about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, that you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song. Many of you know, but George was a very fine ukulele player. And what would happen is, if you went to see him after you'd had something to eat, the ukuleles would come out. I said, one for you, one for you, would you like a ukulele? And he actually gave me this one, the Gibson, yeah. And we were sitting around not so long ago, and I said to him, you know, I said, I've got a little song I do on the ukulele. And I played it for him, and I'd like to play it for you now as a tribute to George.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. Somewhere a smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in a style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. Oh, you know I believe her now. Asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around and it may show. Something in the thing she shows me, well, I don't want to leave her now. Yeah, you know I believe her now.
George, listen to it. He said, no. He said, it goes like this.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like her.
And I say, God bless him.
What does he give all the lonely people? intention was buried along with her name. Nobody gave Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saying, all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all
Thank you. And playing that blistering solo on that song was a fine, fine guitar player, Rusty Anderson.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for the warm welcome. Between you and me and everybody else, we're having nothing but fun up here, as you can tell. You guys having a good time? Smells like you're having a good time. Here's Paul on his roost.
Yeah.
Probably heard of the old song by Sam the Sham called Woolly Bully.
Yeah.
And there's a line in Woolly Bully says, "Let's not be L7." And L7 means square, because you make it up, make a square with an L and a 7. Pay attention, this is rock history here. So I thought, okay, so what's the opposite of square? What would be cool? So it's like C and a moon. C moon. Okay. All right. I wrote this next song for Linda. I don't know if you know, but Linda's mother came from Cleveland. Up on Shaker Heights. Tonight this is for all the lovers in the audience. And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. Shiny accordion, and now I'd like to introduce him formally to you as our keyboard player, the best, Mr. Paul Weeks Wicked.
you very much. Hello, everybody. You see how young Abe, how gentle he is when he hits his drums? Now, he hardly ever breaks a stick, but when he does, he chucks them over at me. I've got four so far. I'm just hoping one day he reaches into his pocket and it's his wallet, you know. Anyway, I'm going to play guitar on this one. A shiny guitar, shiny accordion, shiny guitar.
Shiny guitar,
shiny head.
Shiny head. It's all shiny all over.
Everything's shiny up here.
I know.
It's all five chords in the right order of the next song that you might recognize.
Oh. Can't buy me love! Quite a few years ago. But this next one we're going to do is right up to date. It's off our new album. And this is a song I wrote specially for the concert for New York that we did last year. So we'd like you to help out. Stomp your feet, clap your hands, like this.
Talking about free. believe it.
Thank you. All right, the only band member I haven't introduced you to is the gentleman over here on my left, and he's been playing bass and guitar and he's singing like a bird. This is Mr. Brian Ray. Everybody.
You guys are wild. Really wild. I thought it was crazy at Madison Square Gardens, but this is wild. And now on the piano again, Paul McCartney.
Keep it young in your heart was an open book. You used to say, little man, you know you did, you know you did, you know you did. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you keep it alive, say, live and let die. When I find myself in times of trouble,
All of Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Next song we're going to do now, there just might be a bit in it that you'd like to join in with, okay? And if there is, please feel free.
Make it better. Hey,
Some energy left. Well, in that case, 1, 2, 3, 4!
I'm not afraid to die.
Thank you so much. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Fantastic to see you. We've been such a crowd, you know. Oh, yeah. What a crowd. Well, listen, at some point we've got to go home. And what is more, you've got to go home. But like I say, you know, you've really made us feel very welcome here in Cleveland. It's brilliant. Thank you. I want to thank you all. I also want to thank this fantastic, spectacular band of mine. And also, to bring you a show like this, we've got a lot of people in the crew here. We've got a lot of people on the sound, on the video screens, on the back here, on the stage, and in the catering. All the boys and girls, the best team. I want to thank all of them. They're hard working, let me tell you. Love ya.
Sergeant Beck is now the Oscar man. fantastic Cleveland. We'll see you next time.